This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. And of course, topic A is coronavirus. But in the spirit of lifting the lockdown, we are going to permit and encourage questions around all manner of subjects, the usual subjects that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put it all together for you here on Intelligent Medicine. And so we still have a question on coronavirus, right?
Yes, we do. And I like the way Freddie says this. Dear Dr. Hoffman, last month, a hospital in Long Island was using intravenous vitamin C to treat severe cases of COVID-19. The story just faded away. Did it fade because they did not like the result? They didn't get what they were hoping for, or the medical community did not like using vitamins?
Okay. Great question. And I did an entire podcast with Dr. Jeannie Drisco, which we're going to post probably by the time you hear this. It will have posted, or it's about to post.
Terrific.
And it's basically, you know, I'll just summarize it. Her contention is that there is a lot of research that suggests that high-dose intravenous vitamin C could be helpful. And since it's such an exotic therapy here in the U.S., and the bias is against vitamins, and the bias is towards pharmaceutical fixes, you know, hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir. And by the way, they're now testing Pepcid. Pepcid.
Yes, I heard that this morning.
It has an immune modulating effect. We've known that in cancer, there may be some benefits to cimetidine or Pepcid. And, you know, we certainly use it in patients who have allergies sometimes because it is a histamine.
And that's over the counter.
It's a histamine blocker. It's over the counter. But I think they're administering it IV in certain hospitals. Anyway, so, you know, all these drug candidates kind of supersede vitamin C. Here's the problem that Dr. Drisco points out, is that there's three levels of taking vitamin C. One is like pop a couple of vitamin C pills by mouth. Okay, fine. We should all be doing that because vitamin C does support the immune system to a certain extent. And low levels of vitamin C make people prone to infection. So it's a good idea to take vitamin C. Will it be a cure for the common cold? No. Are the studies on the common cold are a little equivocal because it's got a minor effect on the common cold?
What it does is it could decrease histamine too. It's kind of like a natural antihistamine. Yeah. So you don't feel the cold symptoms as much.
It makes sense in a lot of ways.
Then
at another level, there's what some doctors in hospitals are doing, which is they've got ascorbic acid on formulary in hospitals for the rare case where they think people have scurvy. That would, you know, you have to have scurvy, you know, to get the vitamin C. So there's a little bit of that there. And they're saying, hey, since vitamin C is one of the immune boosters, some doctors are saying, look, we got to throw everything we can at some of these patients. There's, you know, we have no magic bullet against this. So let's give them a little zinc. Let's give them some vitamin D even, and let's throw a little vitamin C into the IV. And we're going to give them, they talk about this like, oh my God, it's like astronomical doses, 1,500 milligrams.
Really?
1,500.
I take that in a day orally. Are you kidding?
But, you know, intravenously, it's a little more. But, you know, these patients who are on ventilators, they can't swallow pills. So they put it, they put in the IV, you know, they got an IV in there, they might throw a little vitamin C in. That's what they're doing in a lot of U.S. hospitals. That is not what is really going to cut it, according to Dr. Driscoll, because the studies that show efficacy against the virus are using much higher doses, 15, 20, 25 grams or more. I think doctors in the U.S. are very scared of using such high doses because they've never seen that. Of course, we're not because we do it routinely in the office. But they just think it's, oh, my God, you know, they're daunted by concerns over kidney failure and fluid overload and, you know, kidney stones and things like that.
Okay.
So it's probably not going to happen. Now, there is a story, and it was an isolated news report, and I just haven't seen any follow-up on it, and I don't know how legit it is, but it's a report that at least in one clinic, the FBI descended on a clinic that was administering vitamin C for COVID-19 and shut them down on the basis that this was a fraudulent representation of a, quote, cure for COVID-19, and it was irresponsible.
The FBI?
Yeah,
this is so Gestapo.
Now, so that's why I won't put it past them, but it sounds, even for the FBI, it sounds a little out of character. I'm just wondering if where the FBI has raided clinics is where there is some issue with billing for Medicare or Medicaid. And on that basis, that's a federal program, and there's fraudulent billing will get you shut down PDQ. You know, the guys will come with those FBI
jackets. That's just plain fraud. That's just plain, you know, billing for services not rendered or something.
Well, you know, frankly, in order to protect patients and, you know, get a little reimbursement, sometimes they fiddle with the coding.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just wondering. I mean, this is pure speculation on my part, is that that's how the FBI got involved. On the other hand, it may be as quite as insidious as it sounds, is that the government, government spelled G-U-V-M-I-N-T, is taking it into their hands to be the arbiter of what kind of therapies Americans are going to get for a disease for which there is no standard therapy. I mean, it'd be one thing if there was a standard therapy and it was very effective, and then people were eccentrically using, you know, scorpion venom or something, you know, to treat it.
Yeah.
You know, which is almost the way sometimes they treat people used, say, parents want their kids to get alternate cancer care for their, you know, childhood cancer, and they're not getting standard care. The standard care is somewhat effective, and they forego the standard care. The state has the right and the ability to seize the kid and put the kid under conventional therapy if that therapy is efficacious and plausible. We have not reached that threshold in COVID-19. There is no therapy that's a fail-safe therapy. So people trying to get intravenous vitamins. Now, the other possibility is that maybe they were not socially distancing or weren't having proper, masks or, you know, I don't know what, protective gear. Who knows? I don't know the background on that story, so I'm not going to speculate on that.
Yeah.
Other than there's something happened.
Interesting.
When it comes to writing about this, one has to be very circumspect. You know, I worry sometimes that when I even discuss these things, that the language that I use in my posts on Facebook or Twitter will cause them to censor me.
Yes.
Or there are people, there are Facebook and Twitter vigilantes. There are people who say, oh my God, that's fraud. And then they report you to the
Facebook police.
The Facebook police or the Twitter police. And then they investigate and they say, oh, you know, this guy's talking, you know, he's talking about unauthorized therapies. You know, let's ban this, you know, let's kick him off or suspend him, you know, that kind of thing. And that's happened to some of my colleagues, you know, just by, you know, bad-mouthing vaccines or talking about some alternative cures for cancer, blah, 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 you know. That's
Dr. Hoffman, didn't you recently or a long time ago have an article of yours taken down concerning obesity?
Well, it was
because
just, it was just
called body shaming?
It was just the language. It was like, It's not your fault, you're fat. Mm. And that was deemed by a Facebook censor to be fat shaming. And yeah. I'm sorry that, you know, that terminology is offensive to some people. But actually, the article was well-intentioned, which was to kind of provide some degree of solace to some people who have a hell of a time losing weight, mm-hmm. that it's not merely about lack of willpower or laziness, that there are right. some genetic features, right. there's some environmental features, like environmental chemicals, for example. That's one.
Yes, obesogens,
You know, obesogens.
Medications.
Yeah, and I thought it was a very legitimate article, and also are very sympathetic to the plight of, quote, overweight people. You know,
it was a very sympathetic article.
Or we could, I don't know, what do we call them? Longitudinally challenged people?
Yeah.
Longitudinally challenged. But, you know, They wouldn't promote it.
Mm. That's too bad.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that going on, and there's some real hysteria going on. And I think we just have to, you know, in a scary situation, all the best human instincts come to the fore, and also some of the worst human instincts come to the fore.
Yeah.
And you know. I was walking down the street, and there was beautiful weather on Saturday, mm-hmm. and I was wearing a mask, and I was with a family member that I'd been sheltering with for, you know, weeks, and neither of us is sick, and we were walking together, and there's this woman, it's like an older woman on the street on the Upper West Side, and she started shouting at us, saying, "You're not socially distancing! You're not 6 feet apart!"
Oh,
and
boy.
It was, and I looked over at her, and she wasn't wearing a mask. And I said, "But you're not wearing a mask." And she goes, "But I'm socially distancing." It's like, okay, so like, what are you? Are you the
social distancing police?
Right. Are you the quarantine vigilante here? You know, like,
right.
You know, it's just like, reminds me of the people who were informants for the East German Stasi, you know, as they relied on citizen informants. Like, if you weren't doing the right thing, you know, your neighbor would turn you in.
Uh-huh. It's a good time for everybody to read George Orwell's 1984.
Yes.
Since you're all at home, download it and read it.
Yep.
And say, "Oh, wow. That's interesting. Sounds familiar." Anyway.
Yep. Big brother.
Before we digress too much. Oh, Freddie, thank you for that very thoughtful question about vitamins therapy.
The Facebook and Twitter censors don't bother to listen to every word of this, so it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it a good time for a break, Dr. Hoffman?
Great time. Thank you for reminding me. Allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this vital message with you. So here goes. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource, and we know that's important to you during this coronavirus pandemic. A lot of you have complimented us on the copious amount of information that we're sharing with our listeners. So back to our questions. What's next?
We have an email from June. "Hello, Dr. Hoffman. I've been a longtime dedicated listener of Intelligent Medicine. I am a healthy 72-year-old female diagnosed with thrombocythemia,
okay,
and a platelet count of 920.
So just stop for a second. Let's define that. There are platelet disorders, the majority of which are... she says she has thrombocytopenia.
Thrombocythemia.
Thrombocythemia, right.
Yeah, I mispronounced it initially.
Yeah, because thrombocytopenia, which kind of has the same root of the word penury or poverty, means not enough platelets, which is a bleeding disorder, because once you get below a certain threshold of platelets, it becomes impossible to clot your blood. So that's a fairly common disorder. It's thought to be an autoimmune disorder. Old-fashioned treatment is they used to remove the spleen. They sometimes still do that, which is a filtering organ that filters platelets. But there's some medications that are used to help to prevent the autoimmune attack on the platelets. Okay, that's thrombopenia. This is thrombocytosis or thrombocythemia.
Thrombocythemia.
Which means they're proliferating. They're proliferating.
Yes. Her platelets have been gradually increasing over 10 years. She's also had extensive blood work that showed no leukemia.
Right, which is good because one of the features of leukemia is a proliferation of, say, white blood cells, and occasionally also accompanied by a proliferation of platelets. It's out of control proliferation. Well, it's a cancer of the bone marrow where cancers grow. And the organs, develop masses. Within the bone marrow, there is possibility that there are clones of, send in the clones. there are clones of certain blood element-forming cells. And they could be red blood cell-forming. They could be white blood cell-forming. They could be platelet-forming. Well, in this case, the good news is there's no generalization to the white blood cells, so that would be a form of leukemia. It just thrombocytemia. Now, that can be controlled with a very old therapy, which is urine therapy. No, and I kid you.
Hydroxyurea.
Urea. That's the main constituent of urine. So, they say that a broken clock is right at least two times a day. Urine therapy, very popular in Ayurvedic medicine and some ancient medicines. They give people urine to drink. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In this case, the urea, which is a constituent of urine, they use hydroxyurea, which is a chemically pure. It's not like you're literally drinking urine. You're drinking a chemical that, you're taking in a pill, a chemical that is a main constituent of urine. And it seems to suppress the proliferation of platelets. And it also, it's to some extent, is also helpful for erythrocytosis, which is
red blood cell.
Which is red blood. It's polycythemia vera. It's sometimes referred to. That's a very old therapy. I think it's been around for since the early to mid 20th century. And I don't know that they've come up with better therapies.
Yeah. She wants to know if you're aware of any other treatment options, or if she does have to take the hydroxyurea, is there anything that can be done to mitigate its negative side effects?
Yeah, I don't know. If I were forced to treat this patient, I wouldn't, encourage this patient to come see me because I don't have a lot to offer.
Yeah.
But if I were forced to evaluate a patient like that, I'd say, well, what are your levels of certain key vitamins? Do you have adequate levels of vitamin D, which we know has anti-proliferative properties? That might help. Also, when you have high levels of platelets, you want to take things that naturally thin the blood. A lot of fish oil, I think, wouldn't be a bad idea. Some of these things that are platelet inhibitors, ginkgo biloba, because of the possibility that blood clots may form, maybe natokinase or lumbrokinase, against the possibility of blood clots.
Natokinase, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. June, thank you for your question. We wish you well. All right.
Yeah, that's more in the normal realm. Do we have time for another normal question? By the way,
radio program
at AOL.com is the destination for questions, lest we forget to tell people.
Yeah.
Radioprogram@AOL.com.
Yeah. Cindy writes, can you please talk about the differences between NT factor and True Niagen? Which one should I take for overall health and longevity? Which one would you choose, Dr. Hoffman, between the two? NT factor or True Niagen?
Easy answer. I take both. Both are sponsors, and I take both, not just because they're sponsors. I love the stuff even before they were sponsors. So they both work on the mitochondria and in different ways. The NT factor works on repairing the mitochondrial membrane, which could help with energy generation. But Shru Niagen works to replete nicotine adenine dinucleotide, or NAD, which is a very important energy compound of the body, which, by the way, is depleted in severe COVID-19 infections.
Yeah.
So that might be a plausible add-on, not a cure, but, you know, something that people might take for support. But I take it every day for, you know, anti-aging and for its effects on the sirtuin pathway, which is, you know, an aging pathway and an anti-inflammatory pathway. Yeah. So the answer is...
Cindy's actual dilemma, Dr. Hoffman, is that she can only afford to take one of these.
Right.
Well, Cindy, what I would do in this situation, maybe you'll take one every other day.
Alternate. Yes, alternate.
Alternate.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
Because half a dose is better than no dose at all, in my estimation.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you still get the benefits.
That's a very sensible strategy.
Yeah.
And it's not an all or nothing thing. You're going to get some benefit from taking even less than, you know, full doses.
Yeah.
So I think that's a plausible way to go about it.
Cindy, thank you for that question. Thank you for all of these questions, everybody.
Great. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. But remember, our weekly Q&A with Layla is an opportunity to pose questions of any kind as we emerge from the lockdown. The proportion of questions that we're going to devote to coronavirus may decrease. You know, frankly, people are going to get bored with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know, it's like human nature. It's like after a while, it's like, it's coronavirus. I don't want to talk about coronavirus.
Yeah, been there, done that. Okay.
Right. It's like, give it a, you know, we gave it like 6 weeks. All right. It's over. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, but I have a sore big toe. Dr. Hoffman, what can I do about it? You know, that...
Soak it? No.
Let's not even try and answer that one.
That'll be
probably on next week's roster of questions. So, you know, let's... you know, we have to attend to our everyday concerns because they didn't go away.
No.
During the 6 or 8 weeks that we've been preoccupied with coronavirus. There was plenty to talk about before coronavirus. There'll be plenty to talk about after coronavirus. And we encourage you to send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. Thanks very much, folks. Stay well, stay healthy. And thank you, Layla, for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you, everybody.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.